We've all grown up knowing someone like Dr. Smiley, who's an orthodontist, or a vet named Dr. Katz. In my case, it was Rose Buds, who grew up to marry a man named Mr. Reddish, then hyphenated her last name. Get it? Names that sound improbable and amusing. Larry Ashmead, a longtime book editor, has collected hundreds of such actual monikers for his new book, Birth of a Nation. And he joins us from New York City. Thanks very much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Who is Bertha the Nation?
Well, actually, it's the only non-real name in the book. It's a drag queen in London who adopted the name.
You began to take a shine to unusual names from the time you were a youngster.
Well, my mother's best friends were Bettina Button and Edith Shirt Sleeve. And she didn't wear shirt sleeves.
I don't blame her. It would only expose her to ridicule. And you have a whole section on aptly named professionals.
I don't know which comes first, the profession or the name. There's a dentist named Dr. Fang. There's a gynecologist named Dr. Overy. There's another gynecologist called Dr. Cherry, which I thought was funny, and I think most people do, but they don't.
I've turned a page in your book to some of the aptly named professionals, and in no particular order, of course, probably the most famous is Simon Rattle, music director of the Birmingham Symphony Orchestra.
That's right.
But there's Hugh Fish, who's an environmental engineer, Johnny Worm, who grows peaches in California, Andrew Inches, a videotape editor in New York City. You have a section in here, too, on people with improbable names who marry each other.
Well, that's a big problem because you get sort of hyphenated names and first names don't go with last names. I called the woman whose married name is Gay Beach and said, I think it's funny. And she said, it's spelled B-E-E-C-H. No laugh.
And Dan Coffey sends along the recollection that his niece married a man with the last name Bean.
That's all right, Coffee Bean.
Yes. And Joseph Cotton's son married a woman named Velvet Satin.
And so she became Velvet Satin Cotton.
Yes. Well, Mr. Ashmead, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's been very nice talking to you.
Larry Ashmead speaking from New York. His new book is Bertha the Nation. Go to see her tonight. And hundreds of other funny names of real people. And this is NPR News.